Trump claims credit for border peace. By Neil Monroe on March 4, 2025. President Donald Trump will claim credit for the halt in southern migration and demand money to send millions of illegal migrants back to their homes. According to portions of the speech released by the White House, he will declare, "Since taking office, my administration has launched the most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history. And we quickly achieved the lowest numbers B of illegal border crossers ever recorded. The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president." The new legislation cited by Trump is a dig at the Democrats and establishment Republicans who said the only way to fix the border was the immigration bill pushed by the establishment in February 2024. Just 8,326 migrants crossed the border in February, which was Trump's first full month back in the White House. The narrow GOP majorities in the House and Senate are now pushing a fast-track funding bill to support Trump's campaign promises and 2025 agenda. The transcript states Trump will say, "I have sent Congress a detailed funding request laying out exactly how we will eliminate these threats, protect our homeland, and complete the largest deportation operation in American history. Larger even than current record holder Dwight D. Eisenhower. A moderate man but someone who believed very strongly in borders. More than 2 million illegal migrants were sent home to Mexico in the 1950s by Eisenhower and his Democratic predecessor, President Harry Truman. Americans expect Congress to send me this funding without delay, so I can sign it into law," Trump will say.